From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A spike in construction of apartment buildings has fueled a surge in housing starts, up more than 14% last month. That's the biggest monthly jump in more than 2 years. But construction of single-family homes actually declined a bit in January. David Crow, chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, says even with the surge in apartment construction, the housing industry remains in poor shape.
Builders are not seeing customers come out of the market. They're still seeing consumer reluctance. And builders are having trouble getting their own financing.
In another report out today, the Labor Department says prices at the wholesale level have risen sharply, up 0.8% last month. There was a nearly 7% jump in wholesale gasoline prices. Nigel Gault is chief economist with IHS Global Insight. He says inflation is not worrisome yet.
Inflation starting to creep up. I think it's not yet at troubling levels, but just starting to creep up because some of the commodity price increases around the world are finding their way through to the final consumer.
In Bahrain, a third day of demonstrations is underway. Thousands of protesters remain in a landmark square in the capital. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain reports the second of two slain demonstrators was buried this morning.
At the funeral for protester Fatima Troop, row after row of Bahraini women joined in, vowing that the deaths of the protesters would not be in vain. The government pulled back riot police and for now is permitting the demonstrators to air their grievances and to remain at Pearl Circle, the central area they've occupied since yesterday. The grassy circle has filled with tents, and demonstrators say they won't leave until the government agrees to their demands, which include political and economic reforms. The Interior Ministry said policemen linked to the violence against demonstrators have been arrested, and the government will respect peaceful protests. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.
Borders Books says it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The retail bookstore chain will be closing about 200 of its superstores in the coming weeks, nearly a third of its total stores. But NPR's Lynn Neary reports the company insists it will be able to reorganize and emerge from bankruptcy protection.
Borders says it has secured $505 million in financing from GE Capital to be used in restructuring its debt of more than $1 billion. Creditors include all the major publishing companies, with Hachette Book Group, Simon & Schuster, and Random House topping the list. Borders has been unable to compete with online retailer Amazon and discount stores like Costco. It also failed to come up with a viable strategy for dealing with the competition from e-books. The company has not said which stores will be closed, but operations will be normal at the stores that remain open. That includes honoring its rewards and gift card programs. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices are in positive territory on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials are up 71 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 22. This is NPR News from Washington. The ongoing presidential power struggle in Ivory Coast has prompted global banks, including Citibank, to suspend operations in the troubled West African nation. NPR's Ofevia Quist-Arkton reports the government of the country's disputed president has denounced the move.
Laurent Gbagbo's camp describes as illegal the decision by Citibank and BNP Paribas' local BCC banks to close their branches in Ivory Coast. Financial institutions have been warned by the West African Regional Bank that they risk sanctions if they continue to deal with Gbagbo's administration. Citibank is the largest corporate financer for Ivory Coast oil and gas operations and the third most important for cocoa exporting, although it has no retail branches. Gbagbo's presidential challenger, Alassane Ouattara, the man widely recognized to have won November's vote, is trying to financially suffocate his rival and starve him of Ivorian funds and tax revenues. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
United Airlines has been temporarily grounding nearly 100 of its jetliners so maintenance checks on computers aboard the Boeing 757 aircraft can be completed. The grounding has caused a number of flight cancellations and delays. Megan Callahan told WBBM-TV she didn't get the word of the delays until she was already at Chicago's O'Hare Airport yesterday.
I wish they would have called and alerted their customers.
The maintenance checks could affect some United flights today as well. An Amtrak passenger is being held on $100,000 bail after causing a commotion on a train in Montana. Authorities say the passenger made a threat that led to the train's evacuation. Passengers were taken to a nearby middle school where they spent the night in sleeping bags on air mattresses. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.